Welcome to It's Your Ego, Stupid, a show lovingly intended for millions of spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people like you who may at times be led into ego stupidity, a lesser version of yourself, and a lesser version of life. This show will give you a much deeper understanding of what ego is, what it's doing to your life, how it can weaken your human and spiritual wellness, and how you can heal in each of these areas if needed. It's Your Ego, Stupid, will heighten your awareness of the intense link between your ego and spirit, your humanity and divinity, and the synergy that can lead to the best version of you and your life. Your host is Dr. Nick Martin, a licensed psychologist who has worked in the clinical, university, school, and private practice settings over the past 40 years, while serving as a therapist, diagnostician, educator, and consultant. Welcome again to It's Your Ego, Stupid. And now your host, Dr. Nick Martin.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Nick Martin, also known by some as Ego Man. Due to my intense focus on ego and how it's impacting our lives, both humanly and spiritually. And I want to thank you for listening to It's Your Ego, Stupid on Om Times Radio. The title of today's show is Roles People Live, The Dictator. During the show, I'll be looking at people whose higher ego power energy is leading them towards living in the role of the dictator as they go about living their daily lives. A person who thinks they have the right to control how others must think, feel, and behave. A person who has come to know themselves as greater than others by virtue of their intellect or their talent, perhaps their monetary situation or their social standing and status. A person who is convinced of their superiority, entitling them to be the unquestioned influence on others, often becoming extremely angered by those who question them and are seen as seeking to reduce their power and control over whatever is taking place. This can be a family member or friend who acts abusively toward others and has difficulty recognizing their mistreatment of them when it's so clearly able to be seen. We can also find dictators in bosses, supervisors, politicians, parents, virtually any place where one has gotten some access to power over others and has gotten carried away with it. There are plenty of people who live in this role because there is no shortage of the supply of higher ego power energy that serves to drive people who are living in this role. Today, I'm going to be taking you into the dictator's mind by sharing with you what ego is leading them towards thinking or not thinking, feeling or not feeling, and doing or not doing, and exactly what's happening when a person is living in this role, all in the name of their survival, which is ego's ultimate and only purpose in our life, to be our survival energy, both daily and mortal. During the show, I'll be focusing on two main areas, ego's voice and spirit's voice. When I talk about ego's voice, I'm talking about the mixture of one's ego energy and one's mind. In the case of today's program, the mixture of the dictator's higher ego power energy and their mind. The place where their thoughts, beliefs, attitudes, values, and prejudices are formed. A place that can be called the ego mind, or ego space, as I refer to it in my work, and lays the foundation for their personality and dictatorial style. It's their higher ego power energy that's impacting the thoughts, feelings, and behaviors that the dictator forms and uses in their daily life, which becomes their ego voice. Ego doesn't form the thoughts the dictator is using because it can't think and has no awareness of itself or the energy that it is or the person whose mind it is infiltrating. The person living in the role of dictator forms the thoughts while building on the ego energy at work in their mind. Ego just provides the fuel, the energy. When ego is impacting what's going on in the dictator's mind, they are listening to and speaking with ego's voice, not their own. But they often don't know it. Ego is in the foreground of their life, and they are in the background. Now, ego should be in the background of our life, and only present when needed if our survival is truly being threatened. And that's why tuning into our ego energy is one of the three contributors to ego medicine. We and the dictator need to know whose voice we are truly listening to and speaking with in our thoughts, words, and deeds as we go about living our daily lives. Is it ego's voice or is it our voice? We may want to believe it's ours, but don't kid yourself, which is something that's easily done by many. We all need to get the real, truthful, honest, and potentially painful answer to that question. Is it ego's voice or mine? A question that most people fail to get the answer to because they don't know how to go about getting it. And that's what my work is about. Helping you to get the answer and doing something about it if necessary. In a way, finding out if you're living in a role you didn't realize you were living in, just as the dictator is, which is happening for many, whether they're a narcissist or a dictator or a sociopath or any of the roles I talk about in my programs on roles people live. Another way of putting it, the narcissist often doesn't know they're being a narcissist. The dictator often doesn't know they're being a dictator. And the adult child often doesn't know they're being an adult child, because they're unaware of the ego energy operating in their mind and their life, and living on a 24/7 basis. But they need to find out that answer so they can be speaking with their voice in their life and not ego's. Or they'll just be spending their life surviving and never truly and fully living. After I get done talking about ego's voice and what the dictator needs to hear more from it during the second segment of our program, I'm going to be sharing in the third segment what the dictator is unable to hear from spirit due to being kept at a distance from spirit's voice by the ego energy at work and the distancing effect it has on hearing the voice of spirit. Even though the dictator has a spiritual core, that we all have, due to being the love, life, and energy God is within ourselves, they are not spiritually well because they can't be spiritually well in their life due to what their ego energy is doing in it and to it. Their unhealthy, higher ego power energy is not allowing them to hear about and be the love, life, and energy God is within their thoughts, words, and deeds, particularly towards others. It's not allowing them to fully realize the divine gifts of their life, creating their life, eternal life, and God's presence within them. Sadly, Spirit's voice is something they may never hear and come to know unless they heal their ego energy. Sadly, the ego energy of the dictator is getting in the way of connecting to their divinity, of being their divinity in their daily life. And sadly, this is something that happens to many people in their life, whatever role they're living in. Many people die living in the role they had been living for 30, 40, or 50 years of their life, never coming to know divine truth and the divine gifts that they have received. They never get better. Many dictators never get better. They die never having really lived. They spent all of their time surviving within their dictator thoughts, beliefs, values, attitudes, and prejudices. With those sobering thoughts, I'll get started looking deeply into the dictator by first giving you a brief description of the role of the dictator. a person you may or may not be acquainted with in your personal life, but is out there in society, if not in your home, so that we can be kind of on the same page as to the role and the kind of person I'm talking about. The dictator believes that they have the right to control how others think, feel, and behave. Control looms very large in the life of the dictator, and it includes what they can control, not only involving themselves, but also others. They insist that their way of thinking about and looking at things is the right way. Very much into the idea of their having things right and others having things wrong. They feel justified in telling people what to do, because the ultimate goal is to do things, again, the right way, which is their way. Their sense of superiority justifies for them the control they need and deserve to have. So the dictator lives within in their energy an experience of being superior, of being better than, of being more than. They know themselves as greater than others by virtue of their intellect, their talent, maybe their money or financial situation, or their social standing and status. So there's a sense of being greater than others, and it can be connected to those kinds of things. It doesn't have to be those, but often it is connected to those kinds of things, one or more of them. And they use these as the basis for thinking of themselves as better or more important than others. So there's this sense of being better than, being greater than, being more than, and pointing to these qualities or characteristics as the basis for why they can exert control over others. They basically look down on others and see themselves as second-class citizens. People can be second-class citizens in their family, or they're in their friends, or in any context that who people they may that work for them. Always maybe looking down on others as being less than, and they enjoy the inflated sense of self-worth and inflated sense of self-esteem. I talk about self-esteem and how it can be unhealthy when it's high, in the sense of I think of myself as greater than you, and value myself as being more significant and more important than you, which a lot of people with higher ego power experience, particularly those who are dictators or perhaps the narcissist and so on. And the dictator also has what I call lower social esteem, meaning that the significance, the importance of others is lower or lesser. So instead of healthy self-esteem, which is when we are able to balance liking and loving ourselves with liking and loving others on a level that is comparable or equal, that's not where the dictator is. They look down upon, they have lower social esteem, and it's unhealthy, high self-esteem that they live. The dictator has a sense of superiority that entitles them to exert unquestioned influence on others. So they build this notion of control based upon the sense of superiority. It may be real or it may be imagined. They may actually have those qualities. They may be very attractive or intelligent or talented or have social standing, or they may not, but still think of themselves that way. The dictator has difficulty questioning their decisions and whether anything is lacking. The notion of questioning ourselves is lacking in the dictator. That doesn't filter into the way they look upon things. When we're healthy as persons, we are able to think back and look at ourselves and wonder, is that what we're thinking helpful or useful or good, or could it be better? That is not the experience of the dictator. They don't want to question their thinking and their decisions because that violates that intense sense of needing to have control, and questioning sort of challenges that. So questioning oneself is often experienced by the dictator as weakness, not something you're permitted to do. It's not something you're allowed to do. That questioning oneself is disempowering oneself and is unacceptable. This is the violation of the sense of intense control that the dictator feels they need to have over what's going on. They become extremely angered, the dictator, by those who may question them or who are seen as seeking to reduce their power. So the dictator becomes very upset and angered at the thought of being questioned by others. They experience being questioned as attempting to weaken them. By questioning my ideas and my decisions and choices, you're trying to weaken me. Now, they are not conscious necessarily that this is what's going on in their mind, but that is what's going on in their mind. They experience being challenged as attempting to lessen their control. So if you are questioning my thoughts or beliefs or my choices and decisions, you are trying to weaken my control. Again, not consciously understood or known by the dictator, but still taking place. Dictators often respond with outright anger or quiet anger, as I call it, passive aggressiveness, to remove what they see as threats. The people who question them, they can become very angry very openly or outwardly, or they might do it in a very quiet but passive-aggressive manner. This often leads them to strive to remove these challenges with responses that are often abusive. So the dictator finds no problem in being abusive in any way, shape, or form that is necessary to deal with those who may be questioning them. And they often can respond to challenges to their control, to their thinking, with extreme measures. Meaning that their goal isn't just to reduce the threat, but it's often to eliminate it or to destroy it. And that's why they often double down or even triple down in response to the threat. They don't want to just eliminate it. They don't want to just lessen it or weaken it. They want to eliminate it so it'll never come back again. And the dictator is often blind to their abuse due to the power that consumes them. So they often have a really difficult time seeing the abusiveness in the way they handle and deal with things. They have difficulty seeing the over-the-top nature of their reactions, and maybe they even enjoy them. They can enjoy humiliating, belittling, abusing, exploiting, and manipulating others. Because they're seeing their abusiveness through the lens of their higher ego power energy, and that tends to normalize it. In a way, their abusiveness is part of their abnormal normal. You or I might, in our balanced ego energy, see abusiveness as inappropriate and often uncalled for, but that is not what the dictator is able to do because their ego energy is imbalanced, leading to the seeing of things through the lens of their higher ego power energy, often the abnormal normal, as I call it, which is the basis for what I call ego stupidity, is at work, but they can't see it for that. I hope this provides you with some familiarity with people who are living in the role of the dictator, and that you can use as a frame of reference as we go further into today's show. We're coming up on our first break. When we return, I'll be looking at what the person living in the role of the dictator needs to hear and recognize from the voice of ego that's shaping the way they think, feel, and behave. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio, and I'll see you after the break.
Conscious media for conscious minds. Om Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Hi, Dr. Nick Martin here. I want to invite you to visit my website, egoandspirit.info, where you can find lots of information on ego and download your free ebook copy of It's Your Ego Stupid, Fix It to Fix Your Life. Also, please visit the shop page where you can find each of my other books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, and The Two Voices Within.
Coping 19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
If you're feeling increasingly lonely right now, you're not alone. It's totally normal. Even though we may not be able to get together in person, connecting virtually with friends and family still gives you a chance to interact with people and may help raise your spirits. Join a virtual book club, set up group text chats, or online video coffee breaks with coworkers.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. Now we're going to take a look at the voice of ego operating in the mind of the dictator. These are the kinds of thoughts rooted in higher ego power energy the dictator is using to survive in their life and serve as the foundation for the thinking, feeling, and behaving that they make use of as they go about their daily life. These are the kinds of thoughts they must come to hear, recognize, and change if they are ever to become a better person, a whole person, and someone who can be their humanity and divinity. Ego's voice says, "I am the source of your intense need to dominate the people who surround you in your life. You are led to believe that your way is the right way and must prevail. Therefore, you have no need to listen to or communicate to others. That would only involve getting poorer ideas and choices, which would weaken you." Here, the dictator is teaching themselves, with the help of their higher ego power energy, that they are entitled and justified in exercising the control that they want to exert over others, that they have permission to do that, that the dictator doesn't have to really listen to others or respect their views, that the dictator doesn't have to explain themselves and the basis for the decisions and the choices that they make that affect others, and that listening to others can expose them to making mistakes. So for the dictator, listening is weakness. Listening is a lack of power or control or influence. So the dictator doesn't listen very well, and it doesn't want to listen because the listening can, again, open the door to what they perceive within the energy they are being, this higher ego power energy, as being disadvantaged. So they're very sensitized to listening. They're more into the controlling and talking and telling others what to think and do. Ego's voice says, "You do not need to feel compassion for the mistakes or weaknesses of others. Their pain is the cost for failing to do things the way you know they should be done. Your compassion takes the form of leading them to a better understanding of how to do things." Here the dictator is teaching themselves, with the help of their higher ego power energy, that they don't have to show concern for people who choose to follow themselves rather than the dictator if things don't work out for them. So if other people follow their own path and if they fail or make mistakes, that the dictator isn't supposed to show concern or even compassion for those who have chosen to do that, because in some respects they have violated the will of the dictator by following themselves rather than following the dictator. The dictator should look upon the failure to listen to them as the price to be paid for not submitting to their control, to their influence, to their power. So that's what the dictator sees, the failure of others through that view, that lens, that prism, that other people's mistakes are just the cost of their bearing for failing to listen to the dictator. That the best way for the dictator to show concern and compassion is by telling people what to do. So the version of compassion for the dictator is to tell people what to do, because I know better and I'm smarter and I'm above you. My compassion is in the form of controlling what you're doing so that you can do things the right way, the better way, my way. For the dictator, control over people equals compassion. So if I control you, I'm being compassionate. I've said this about the abnormal normal. You know, for most of us who understand compassion, it's not necessarily anything to do with controlling others, but that's the world, that's the experience, that's what the energy of the higher ego power energy is doing within the mind of the dictator. And again, this is kind of the reflection of ego stupidity at work. Ego's voice says domination is your oxygen, the means to your safety and survival. And you must have it. You must get people to do things and think the way you do, by any means possible. These people can be your children, or your partner, friends, employees, or acquaintances. The means by which you persuade them can include intimidation, coercion, manipulation, exploitation, or abuse. Here the dictator is teaching themselves with the assistance of their higher ego power energy that being controlling is the best way to protect themselves. Control, and the more of it, equals safety, survival, and protection. Again, remember, ego energy at the core is about trying to promote survival, although it starts to get in a very wacky, I'll call it, way by the means by which we try to experience this safety, survival, and protection. That the control can be pervasive, whether it involves things going on in their life, meaning the dictator's life and having control, or those of others having control over other people's lives. All is that is acceptable within the experience of the dictator when they're living in that role. That the ends of exerting control justifies the use of any means necessary, just as where I mentioned earlier from the voice of ego, intimidation, coercion, manipulation, exploitation, or abuse. That's all justified in the experience of the dictator. And to not be concerned about the means, no matter how destructive it may be, that the dictator is not to think about those options and choices and approaches as anything to be questioned by them. It's all in the name of their control and their safety and survival. Ego's voice says you must think of them as being weaker and incapable of leading themselves. They must be led, and you must do the leading. Your greater abilities were meant to do this leading. Anyone else's leadership or guidance must be challenged or defeated. If you or others follow them, it would represent weakness and a threat to your survival. Here the dictator is teaching themselves with the help of their higher ego power energy to look upon themselves as greater and others as weaker. And that because they are less capable, they need the dictator and they need their control. So the dictator is telling themselves, whether they are conscious of it or not, that others, because they are weaker, they need me, they need my control, they need my power and influence over them. That allowing anyone else to exercise this control would be wrong. That they are the person for the job, so to speak, to do this determining and directing. That following anyone other than the dictator would be risky and jeopardize safety. So the dictator doesn't want other people to have any influence over the people they are trying to influence, because they perceive that as a jeopardizing of that other person's safety and survival, and they must not let that happen. Ego's voice says you are entitled to feel angry when others fail or refuse to do your will. You are also entitled to use this anger as a force to alter their will when and where necessary. The consequences that they receive are the price they must pay for violating your will, a will that knows what is good and right for everyone. You are also entitled to destroy those who would stand in your way. They intend to weaken you and threaten your survival. You must meet their force with overwhelming force to eliminate their threat to you. Here the dictator is teaching themselves with the aid of their higher ego power energy that anger is good, and you could probably add in hatred, and to be used as a tool to get control if they don't already have it. That the dictator is justified in using this anger to fuel any necessary thoughts, words, or actions that they may take in the effort to establish and their control over others. That because the dictator is doing what is right or good, that it further supports whatever the dictator is doing to establish or control. So due to the nature of the ends being to ensure the safety and survival of others as well as the dictator, that whatever means are necessary is not to be concerned with. So, as I said earlier, exploitation, manipulation, humiliation, abuse, and so on are all legitimized when viewed from this vantage point. And this would include any aggressive means that may be necessary to get others out of the way, including excessive force, which I would define as being abuse. That's an okay thing to do because it's what the bottom line is about, the control, the sense of protection, safety, and survival for all involved that the dictator is trying to ensure. Ego's voice says people are not entitled to be angry with you, and any of their anger toward you is misplaced. They fail to understand that you are only attempting to help them with your knowledge and understanding and guidance. They should be loving you instead, as what you offer them is intended to help make them stronger rather than remaining in their weakness. You are being generous to them, as you are not only working to ensure your survival, but theirs as well. Here the dictator is teaching themselves with the help of their higher ego power energy that any anger being directed toward them due to their control is unacceptable, and to view this as reflective of ignorance and understanding. So dictators don't like it when other people are angry with them. That a failure to recognize the love the dictator is providing within their control. That's how the dictator views the person who's angry with them is that they're not getting it. I'm being loving toward them and they're angry with me, and that's not okay. A failure to see the generosity taking place within the control the dictator is exerting within the lives of others. Again, the dictator thinks they're being generous. And this, again, reflects what I call the abnormal normal, that this way of mistreating or abusing and dealing with people is looked down upon and you look negatively and not seen for what it truly is. And again, reflective of ego stupidity. We have reached the end of our focus on ego's voice. I hope this has given you greater insight as to the impact of higher ego power energy within the mind of the dictator. We're coming up on our second break. When we return, we'll be looking at what the person living in the role of the dictator is unable to hear from the voice of spirit due to the unhealthy, imbalanced ego energy that is at work. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio. And I'll see you after the break.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Imagine yourself being transported to India, to the banks of the Ganga and an ashram in Rishikesh. Visualize that you are welcome to satsang with an American sannyasi who shares the wisdom of her guru. Your visualization has manifested. Join Satvi Bhagavati Saraswati for inspiration and transformation every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. Now we'll be taking a look at what the voice of spirit is saying to the dictator that they're unable to hear due to the blockage being caused by their higher ego power energy, and the distance from their divinity that results from the thoughts and messages contained within ego's voice that I shared with you earlier. Along with coming to recognize ego's voice using ego medicine, the dictator will need to hear the voice of spirit in order to fully heal and bring about the synergy, the merging, and the unification of their humanity and divinity. So now we're going to take a look at spirit's voice. Spirit's voice says, "The excessive power within your humanity has greatly distanced you from your divinity. It is within your power that illusions of separation, inequality, and unworthiness have been fashioned with which to know your neighbor. These illusions have also led you to know yourself as all-powerful and separated from God. The love, life, and energy God is within all beings is unknown to you." Here, Spirit is saying that the dictator's needs for control and influence over others is weakening their ability to be the love, life, and energy God is when they are in contact with people. That need for control is creating distance from each of those. And that the dictator's understanding of people as separated from them unequal to them and unworthy of them, unless they submit to their control, is creating distance from their divinity. So the very opposite of what is necessary to create that sense of contact with our divinity by being the love, life, and energy God is within our being, our daily thoughts, words, and deeds is absent in the dictator's way of being in their life via the control they need to have over others. That the dictator is separating themselves not only from people, but also God, which is their divinity. So the divinity that exists within them, the great gift of God's presence within them, is unrecognized due to the egoic energy at work that is causing the separation, the disconnection, if you want to call it, from one's divinity due to the inhumanity that is occurring via the ego energy of the dictator. And that they think about how often people who are, or think about how often people who are dictators, they often start looking at themselves as a false earthly god. And it can help you to see a better spirit's message. Dictators often begin to substitute because they are so distinctly disconnected from the notion of God that they start to frame God in their own likeness, in their way of dealing with things and so on. And they often seek to be God for others. If not in a literal sense, but often in a figurative sense. Spirit's voice says your divinity can be known within the awareness that God is love, and that you have the gift of God within your being. You do not know the love that truly exists in your being, meaning the unconditional, unburdened, connective, and unlimited love that God is. It's been replaced by thoughts, words, and deeds filled with anger and hatred that you are using to dominate others. All of these are reflections of the suffering that you do not realize you are living, each creating greater distance from the love God is within your being. Here, Spirit is saying that the dictator can find God when being the unconditional, connective, unlimited, and unburdened love that God is in their dealings with people. And this is something that will, as I've said, require the healing of one's ego energy to bringing it into balance through the use of ego medicine so that this can happen. That this is a love that is within them, though they don't realize that the dictator has no grasp because the control needs, the power needs, the influence needs are obscuring their ability to have a connection to the love God is in their being. A realization being prevented by that ego energy, in this case, the higher ego power energy that's at work that's preventing the realization. It's sort of like a wall that's being put up. That's preventing this realization. I can call it an egoic wall comprised of the ego energy, the higher ego power energy that's preventing the dictator from making contact with it now, a wall that can be removed with the use of ego medicine, that the dictator is substituting the anger and hatred within their efforts to control others for the love God is. That lots of anger and hatred, particularly for those who may challenge their control or perceived as weakening them, that when the dictator is engaging in this, they're actually doing the opposite of what really is being the love God is. That all of their, I'll call them control measures, be they abuse, psychological or physical abuse, or manipulation that they engage in. The dictators often make use of this. Humiliation of others or exploitation of others are all being used, their angry and hatred-filled ways of dealing with people, and that they're also reflections of suffering due to the distance from their divinity. Suffering might, in the most broadest sense, be thought of as a distancing from one's divinity, this incredible resource that's part of who we are. When we disconnect from it or lessen our familiarity with it and experience of it, and our being can be thought of as being suffering. Spirit's voice says, you are also visiting this suffering upon others in your efforts to dominate them. This domination is intended to serve your need for power while making your neighbor separated, less equal, and unworthy of you. As your earthly power grows, so does your suffering and the distance from God within you and within your neighbor. You exist as if you are alone and isolated in your dealings with people. Here, Spirit is saying that the dictator's needs for power, control, and influence over others is causing them to suffer. The them are the other persons that they are doing this to. The suffering of being abused, of being humiliated, of being exploited and manipulated is being visited upon others by the dictator. That the dictator is seeking to feed their needs for power by weakening others through causing them to feel separated, less equal, and unworthy. In some ways, almost creating a loneliness in the person that are the targets of their dictatorial way of being in their life. That the dictator's suffering grows that there as their needs for controlling others grow. So that the more the dictator is engaging in the power, control, and influence over others, that enhances their amount and level of suffering. A suffering in which the dictator is also alone and isolated. Even when in the company of others, they can be surrounded by many people that they're serving in the role of dictator, and they actually are living a very lonely, isolated existence. Spirit's voice says, you are unable to recognize the presence of God within others. This ignorance has made people dangerous and threatening to you, and you feel you must resist this danger and threat with your power and control. You don't really know other people at all, which is a reflection of your suffering. You cannot truly love them or be loved by them because you believe this would threaten your survival, another reflection of your suffering. Here, Spirit is saying the dictator knows so little about people, including the divinity which exists within their humanity, being able to have this healthy grasp of whose others are, that also not only within the dictator is one's divinity, but also in the ones that they are having an impact upon others. It's a misunderstanding in which they can only see people in darker human terms. It's almost like a projection of the darkness in themselves upon others. So the dictator is looking negatively and darkly at others, but it's really a projection of themselves. It's a misunderstanding that has the dictator seeing people through the emotions of anger and fear rather than love. So when dictators are working with or dealing or interacting with people, the subtext of their emotional experience is one of anger and fear of other people. It's a misunderstanding that brings about the suffering of not really knowing people. The dictator is lacking tremendously in how they know and understand and connect to people. And again, it's the power, control, influence is at work in how this is all going on. The inability to love and be loved by others is also suffering. Think about that. I think that's a pretty important thought, that the dictator can't, in the way they are being with their ego energy, truly love other people. And they cannot also experience the love of others. Imagine if you couldn't genuinely love others and you couldn't experience a genuine love from them. That's suffering. Spirit's voice says, God's absence in your awareness has led you to the illusion of being all-powerful, superior to others, and not in need of God in your life. Great human power has led you to have no limits or boundaries in your dealings with people. Everything is at your disposal, you believe. Even those thoughts, words, or deeds that are destructive and harmful to others, and ultimately to yourself. This is a reflection of your suffering, your inability to know the equality of all human beings, built upon your notion of supremacy, has made you callous and insensitive to them. Another reflection of your suffering. Your lack of need for God has blinded you to who you truly are and led you to walk a lonely path filled with anger, hatred, and destruction, all further reflections of your suffering. Here, Spirit is saying that the dictator, lacking awareness of God, has led to their filling in this void by knowing themselves as God. That the dictator's over-empowerment has led to their false creation of God that they see themselves as being. A version of God defined as being beyond any earthly limits and control. That the dictator is suffering from the intoxication of seeking and exerting too much power and control over others. The dictator's absence of recognition and need for God has led them to lots of suffering, a suffering that they can awaken to if they are willing to use the ego medicine necessary to see themselves as they truly are. We've reached the end of our focus on Spirit's voice for this show. I hope what I've shared with you will allow those needing to do so to hear the voices of ego and spirit that must be heard, so that they can truly speak with more of their voice in their life, and not ego's, and get on with the business of truly and authentically living, and not just surviving or existing. I want to mention that you can purchase each of my books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, The Two Voices Within, and Did Your Ego Stupid, at the online bookstores for Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Balboa Press. You can also purchase Focused Ego Meditations on the shop page of my website, egoandspirit.info, which can help you to know when you are truly speaking with your voice in your life and not ego's, as you go about healing your ego energy where needed, in its power, flexibility, or vulnerability. I end today's show with this message. The great news is that working to heal your ego energy using ego medicine by growing your awareness of its symptoms, ego stupidity, insights, and spiritual impact will allow the divine truth in your being to flow and shine through you and allow you to fully embrace each of the divine gifts. The spiritual part of healing is a given. It's part of your endowment. Divine truth and the divine gifts are part of your heritage that already exists within you. You need do nothing more to be spiritual because you already are. You are a spiritual being having a human experience. You only need to enhance your humanity with ego medicine so that all which is available to you is given. Fix your ego to fix your life, humanly and spiritually. Thank you for listening and allowing me to be your servant. Please have a great week, and do come back to my next program. In peace and love, this is Dr. Nick saying goodbye for now.